Hello?
I'm so sorry. I'm like talking about what happened. I just got kicked off.
Okay. We got kicked out.
I'm like, oh my gosh. She probably thinks, wait a minute, what happened?
It's
so sorry, honey.
Kicked out.
I know. I was like, kicked out? What happened here?
I was wondering if it timed out or something.
I think it did. I'm like, and it's not supposed to do that. It is not supposed to do that.
Okay. Maybe report that to IT.
Yeah, I am, because it's not supposed to do that. I'm like, that's rude.
It happens. Zoom is like that, too, after a certain number of...
Right? It's so funny. Yeah. Like, we'll have a, during COVID, we would have a family Zoom meeting and all of a sudden be like, okay, hurry up and say goodbye because it's going to knock us off.
Can I kick you off?
Right? Okay.
That's how we had our wedding.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Aww.
We're going to do another one, but it was fun to just kind of do like a little.
Oh my gosh. I know.
Too. Yeah.
COVID was so crazy. You know what? So many families, there's just so much separation now, I think. Like, everybody's still kind of, you know?
Yeah.
But, what are you going to do,
sad.
Right? It
right,
is.
Yeah.
It really is. It's super sad. Like, my mom's so still till this day. She doesn't like coming out of the house. I'm like, you got to get out of the house.
Yeah, at some point you have to, like, kind of brace the world again. I mean, the Spanish flu was... deadly. I mean, it's, and then everybody goes back to normal, you know?
Well, you know what?
We'll get there someday, but
it's
going to
so
be
so weird that you say that. And it's so weird that you say that because my mom got the Spanish flu as a kid.
Yeah, that was like around their time, right?
Yeah. And I tell her, I'm a mom, really? And then she's like, and there was eight siblings, and I believe six of them got it. My mom said it was terrible. We thought we were going to die. My mom said, but I'll tell you this much. I ended up with an hourglass figure at the end of the
Oh my goodness.
Well, because they were so sick.
She said, did that for me.
She thought that was a good thing. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. So, okay, if I'm looking, right? Exactly. So if I'm looking at the times, so for tomorrow, we have time starting 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and then I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, and then 6 to 7.
Okay, let's do 12 to 1.
12 to 1?
Because I have a design consultation in the afternoon.
Okay, so we'll do 12 to 1.
Time too. Perfect. All right, so I guess
I'm going to resend you that email. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And a good thing, it was right before we disconnected. And he's like, wait a minute. We don't have enough. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Because these appointments, I mean, they go so fast. And it's like, oh, my gosh. So when you see one there, and literally I try to do that first before anything because I don't want it to get snagged because they fill up so quickly. Okay,
yeah.
So let me resend this one. So tomorrow, I'm super excited for you. So tomorrow they will call you from an 877 number tomorrow between 12 and 1 o'clock, and you will get that reminder an hour before just to remind you of your upcoming interview. Okay?
Perfect.
So let me send that now. There we go. All right, my dear, you're all set, okay?
A quick question, actually.
Yeah, of course.
And it was during the disclosure agreement of, since I have to note, I probably should have mentioned this earlier, but I have a girlfriend, like, telling you guys if I'm advertising elsewhere, right?
That's,
A girlfriend of mine is doing, like, social media graphic design, but she helps me with more of my, like, Instagram posts. That's not going to cause an issue, right? Or you just need to know just in case you double down.
No. Yeah, we just don't want you, like, let's say you decided, oh, I think I'm going to get on Yelp, right? And and you're going to pay for that service with Yelp because Yelp has Yelp ads. We don't do the Yelp ads. What we do is the Yelp listing. So we'll create content on there for you. So let's just say you wanted to sign up with Yelp, right? it's already a service that we're providing you, so this way you're not spending now money with Yelp because we're already listing you there. Does that kind of make sense?
Okay, yeah.
That's what that means. If she's doing stuff for you like on Instagram, that's not a problem. Now your Facebook ads, right? You don't need to continue doing those because the Facebook ads, we're going to be running them. So this way,
okay.
I mean, you're not spending that money now on the Facebook ads that you've been doing on your own,
how
right?
How do you get content? How do you get content from me?
Yeah, that is actually, so the client interview, basically what they're going to be doing is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. They're going to be verifying information that you and I went over just to ensure that I have everything correct, like the phone number, the company name, and all of that, right? And then they're going to talk to you as well. They're going to go over the notes that you and I went over. They're going to talk to you about your keywords, your keyword phrases, okay? They're going to talk to you about the areas that you want to target, which I know with the Facebook ads, it's 50 miles, right? But when it comes to the, do you want to keep it at 50 miles for the Facebook ads?
Let's do the max with the Facebook ads if that's
okay.
what we're paying for.
Okay,
yeah.
And what about the Google ads? The Google ads is going to be up to 100 miles. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Let's do the max.
Let me notate it like that as well. So then they'll go over all of that with you. They're going to go over, like, they'll ask you, do you have additional photos? Do you have, you know, any other content that they're going to be creating? They're going to get that from you tomorrow. So that's why that interview typically takes 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details, right, that you have. So they'll be going over all of that with you with the content because we definitely want to create the content based off of any information, any additional information you can provide us, you know, with the business, like, you know, established and stuff like that. You know, we want to make sure we're creating good content for you. And then anytime you have pictures, we can update them for you as well. Any questions you have during the time, you are always welcome to call our customer service. I mean, our technicians, I'll tell you, they're very highly trained and certified. So they're going to be dedicated, you know, to your account. We have a whole team here. We typically, in fact, we do everything in-house. We don't outsource it. So everything's within our company, which is good. You know, there's some companies, they outsource it to, you know, other businesses, but we do everything in-house.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know. Awesome.
All right. Well, again, I want to welcome you and, you know, thank you again for giving us the opportunity. I'm super excited for you.
Thank you. Yeah, me too.
You are so welcome.
Great.
You enjoy that little one. They grow up fast. The time will fly,
you.
I'm telling you.
Crazy.
You know, the first one, and my daughter laughs, and it happened even with my mom. I look at my baby book, and my mom put everything, like, when I did Goo Goo or any little thing, she wrote down in my baby book. When it got to my sister's, very minimal. My brother's baby book, because he's the only boy in the baby, he had a lot of stuff written down. And I did that with my kids, not intentionally. You know, the first one, you're like super careful. Don't get dirty, and you're constantly changing them.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to the fourth kid, they're eating dirt or whatever, and you're like, they're fine. Give them water.
They're still breathing.
Yeah. They're okay.
That's kind of how we're treating this one. We have experience with, like, nieces and nephews and things like that. So
yeah,
it makes it easier that we're not like the super crazy, like, hovering parents.
People
always tell me, like, you're so laid back, you just pass them off to the next person. I'm like, I don't care.
You know what? I'll tell you, when I, with my first daughter, when I came home with her, because my first husband, he had a son from a previous, and, you know, I was literally sitting at the edge of the bed, and I was just at night watching her stomach to make sure it was going up and down, that she was breathing. I was so scared. And he was like, go to bed. And I'm afraid, what if she stops breathing and I don't know? And he's like, she is fine. You know, because they tell you all about, you know, crib death and all this and that. And I'm just like freaking out, you know? And he's like, she is fine. Go to bed. But I was terrified.
It's terrifying. It really is. We have, like, I mean, maybe that's where we get a little crazy. We have one of our family friends got us the Nanit camera, and that has like breathing wear, and
really
it has like, yeah, this little band, and it has like these like like squares and circles, and
right,
or like rotated squares that look like diamond shapes, and it has some sort of algorithm which monitors the motion. So
oh my gosh,
for those, and the quality on the screen is horrible. It looks like you're watching like a pixely movie from like
right
the early 90s. But yeah, the quality of the video is really bad, but we also have a Eufy camera.
Oh my gosh.
Because the Nanit started like crapping out
right
on us at night, and he was in his own room, so I needed to be able to hear and see him. So we got the Eufy,
oh, yeah,
which has a better camera, but I watch both. I have like the Nanit on for his breathing wear, and then I have the camera itself. So I mean, I think I go a little nuts for that, but it's all, you know, peace of mind, really.
The technology nowadays, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, otherwise you'd be in that room like every 5 minutes just checking. And sometimes
yeah
I have to go in there and like put my hand on his belly just to see if it's rising.
Oh my gosh. I hear you.
Especially if I've given him like
in the beginning
food. Yeah. I think you get used to it. I mean, we put him in his own room at like, I don't know,
yeah,
5 and a half.
Aw.
Which is pretty early, but I just, you know, I wanted to make sure that I did that so that he wasn't dependent on us and supposedly.
Yeah,
my
definitely
niece sleeps with her parents, which is
oh,
so
yeah
dangerous, but
it is
doing that.
It is. It is. I tell my daughter the same thing, like, oh my gosh, you can't do that. Like, if you're super, super tired from work and you roll over, I mean, even though he's a big boy, but still, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
Suffocation is a big problem.
It is. It is.
Even if it's like your husband rolls over, or, I mean, ugh.
Yeah,
my dogs sleep with us, so I think we're used to it, but even still, like, I'm not even going to chance it.
Exactly, exactly.
Not
well, listen, like I said, you enjoy him because they grow up so fast.
Thank you.
You are
so welcome.
You
enjoy your
little
grandbabies.
Thank you. You have a good day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. You are so welcome, Bree. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.